and Liberty listening in around the world tonight. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from that beautiful high Rocky Mountain area of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Yes, sir. We're on top of the mountain again today, and it's looking mighty good, folks, looking mighty good. Good to be with you today. A lot of things happening in the news. I want to tell you that occasionally we win one, don't we, folks? Occasionally we win. Yes, sir. We're so happy to tell you that a lot of work and effort has been going into stopping areas of the nation passing these restrictions on 50 caliber rifles that private citizens have a right to own, and more private citizens are buying now that prices have come down to about $1,600, $1,500 for a rifle. Good hunting rifles, very good hunting rifles, can cost several thousands of dollars. And so we're just pleased to see the prices are coming down and more people are purchasing the very important 50 caliber rifles. And we want to tell you that another win for the people is that there has been over many years now, over the last 10 years anyway, the anti-gunners have been attacking the ownership of guns by suing and trying to charge with crimes gun manufacturers and gun stores, gun sellers. In other words, when a criminal buys a weapon, an unknown criminal comes in and buys a weapon, passes the background check, and goes out and shoots somebody, the anti-gunners have attacked the seller of the gun, the gun stores, and even the manufacturers in lawsuits to try to run them out of business, and in many cases they've been successful, because even though they lose the cases because they're ridiculous cases blaming a manufacturer for somebody using a gun to kill somebody in a city or town, absolutely ridiculous cases, they still cause the manufacturers and the lowly little gun store owner hundreds of thousands of dollars to defend these kind of cases many times. So a big win on the people's part, I'll tell you about on the other side of the break. We have a new bill passed into law that's going to protect gun manufacturers and gun store owners. We'll be back in just a moment.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. 4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Military associations, because S-397 passed by an overwhelming majority in the Senate. Actually, 65-31, almost double. It's wonderful. But see, this is what happens, folks. This bill was necessary because those that want to take the guns away from the American people, and that is our government leaders, very top level of our government, the despots in leadership, and those in the private sector have come up with all kinds of cagey ideas, sneaky ideas of how to take your right to keep and bear arms away from you. And one is to attack gun manufacturers till they go out of business, sue them in court, or your local gun dealer that sells you a pistol or a rifle or ammunition, sue them and tie them up in court under these cases that are extremely silly. And but it costs the gun store owner tens of thousands of dollars many times to defend these little suits against them that are absolutely ridiculous. Even though the gun store owner wins, they lose, and many times it bankrupts them. So what happened is Senator Larry Craig and others got together and wrote up Senate Bill 397, which was called the Lawful Commerce in Firearms Act, which means that it is lawful to have commerce, to sell firearms. And so they wrote an act to protect the gun manufacturers and gun dealers from frivolous lawsuits. And so, you know, there was enough people in America that own guns and believe people have a right to own guns and it's important to own guns that they contacted their senators and made sure that their senators voted properly on this. So they did do so. It's very fair. It's very constitutional. And it sets back the gun grabbers in the top of our federal government and state government houses, because all 50 governors are globalists and want this and are working towards this Antichrist world government system. It set them back just several years in their attack against destroying the rights to keep and bear arms of the American people. So we're very excited here to tell you that people getting involved, even contacting our elected things and writing to them and emailing them and phone calling them over and over again, works today. It still works. Now, so this is another example. When the people get moving and get stirring, it scares the dickens out of those that are trying to take our freedoms away from us and trying to put us under a totalitarian system in the United States. So we're happy to announce that to you. You won. The American people won. I also want to say that occasionally you have newspapers, usually they're smaller newspapers, and that's okay. Like a newspaper in Vicksburg, California, that actually tells the truth about some of these issues. Now, the big newspapers are all controlled by the anti-gunners, the ones that want to take your guns, take your freedom, and set up this totalitarian system in the United States. They're controlled by the White House and all those despots that want to subjugate the American people. But we still have the smaller newspapers, like the Daily Press out of Vickerville, California, that told the truth about the 50 caliber rifle, because the gun grabbers, hold on just a minute here, folks. I'm sorry, I had to cough. Whoa. No, I feel better. The gun grabbers have been spreading lies about those of us that own 50 caliber weapons, rifled. And there's a growing amount of Americans that own these weapons or are buying them at this time, and that's wonderful. We encourage that here at our two police and military associations, because there's no rifle like a 50 caliber rifle. But they've been putting out scare tactics about terrorists having these guns in their hands. And let me share with you another view, scare tactics and gun control, put out by the Daily Press in Vickerville, California. Hooray for the Daily Press. They were fair and unbiased in this reporting. It says here, the fight to maintain our rights is a never-ending struggle. We were reminded of this recently when we received a postcard from an organization called the Freedom State Alliance. Isn't that a cute little name, folks? The Freedom State Alliance. Oh, it just sounds like something you'd like to be involved in. I mean, if they believe in freedom and they believe the state should get together and retain freedom, it's just something you'd want to be in line or aligned with, right? Well, this is what that little postcard said from the Freedom State Alliance. This is an outfit that uses scare tactics about terrorism to push its anti-gun agenda. So much said for the Freedom State Alliance. They're talking about no freedom for American State Alliance, it ought to be. Pictured on the front of the card was a civilian airliner with an illustration of a rifle scope's crosshairs centered on the nose of the plane, and the website was 50caliberterror.com. 50caliberterror.com. Listed across the top. On the back was a listing of why 50 caliber rifles should be banned. The reasons might seem reasonable, but a bit of research shows them to be exaggerated and open to mass interpretation. The first claim is that the rifles are the most lethal weapons available on the civilian market, but are easily purchased, more easily purchased than a handgun, unquote. For openers, it might be relatively easy to purchase one of these rifles, but it ain't cheap. The most basic bare-bones single-shot models will set you back about $1,600. Terrorists, on the other hand, can get AK-47s and similar automatic rifles for about $200 each. So it's very unlikely they'd opt for a more costly rifle like the 50 caliber. It's true that the 4-foot-long Big 50s fire the same cartridge as a military's 50 caliber machine gun, the 50 caliber BMG, meaning Browning machine gun. Those machine guns are effective weapons against any or many vehicles and hardened targets such as concrete bunkers. That's because those military weapons, full automatic, rely on volumes of fire, not a single shot at a time. The civilian guns fire. The 50 caliber BMG bullet will travel farther and hit harder than those fired from other rifles, but they're technically no more lethal than any other cartridge. It is true, folks, if you're killed with a 30-06 from a hunting rifle, you're just as dead as if you're hit with a 50 caliber bullet from a 50 caliber rifle. Very true. As for these rifles being easier to purchase than a handgun, that's because the hoops a person must jump through to legally possess a handgun, it's not because of any special privilege the large caliber rifles enjoy. It's just harder to purchase a handgun. The next one of the list on this card from this anti-gun agenda organization called Freedom States Alliance says, it prompted some research by us because the military does use 50 caliber machine guns to shoot down aircraft. Quote, powerful enough to shoot down civilian aircraft during takeoff or landing, unquote, is what it said on the postcard. And the postcard photo would have you believe that a single shot hitting an airliner would bring it down. That's not true, even in a Hollywood action film. Unless it hits a fuel or hydraulic line, the odds of a single bullet incapacitating an airliner are infinitesimally small. And in the event of a lucky shot hitting one of these lines, it's very likely the crew would be able to land the plane safely anyway. The last claim is the most subjective of all on the card. It says here, and I quote, capable of accurately shooting targets over a mile away, or 2,000 yards, unquote. Is such a feat possible? Yes. Using a top-of-the-line 50 caliber rifle, Master Corporal Aaron Perry of the Canadian Armed Forces killed a Taliban soldier from a distance of 1.5 miles away in Afghanistan in 2003. Could Perry do it again? With all due respect to his abilities, probably not. Bullets can't fly in a straight line. They scribe and arc before hitting a target. Perry's bullet dropped 146 feet into 1.5 miles. Imagine that, folks. The bullet dropped 146 feet in 1.5 miles before hitting the target. There are many variables affecting a bullet's flight over that distance to repeat such a shot. And the 50 caliber rifle isn't necessary for such long-range sniping. When the band opponents, that's these people that send out this card, propose is to get rid of the 50 caliber rifles before they can do harm. Although it might seem reasonable, it's not how things should work in a free society. We don't put people in jail because they might commit a crime. We must wait until they actually break the law and are convicted. Very good. Very good. We appreciate this paper, the Daily Press, there in Bickerville, California, for telling the truth and for putting out unbiased information about the 50 caliber rifle. So, we won one today, folks. Praise the Lord. And then what this means is that we can win more if we just get off of our derrieres and get active as God expected us to do in trying to occupy this land for Him until His return. We'll be right back after this break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us. Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aranizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Everybody, one of these very important weapons. They are good weapons, and you can shoot varmint with them. That's right. If you have a varmint around your home or a varmint attacking your nation, you can shoot it with those. Well, you can shoot it with a good 38 pistol too. But we do promote 50 caliber ownership among people. They are a very special rifle. And I want to tell you about our association that I'd like you to get a hold of. I think I can give you a website. Is it on here? Let me look here. Our 50 Caliber Institute. 50 Caliber Institute. Here it is here, folks. And there is a website. Yes. You go to http://www.50cal.org. Just www.50cal.org. You'll go to 50 Caliber Institute. Now, we get a nice magazine that's sent out to us about 4 times a year. Beautiful magazine that gives us where we can buy our supplies, where we can buy rifles, new rifles on the market. It tells about all the contests going across the nation, 50 Caliber shooters, gatherings where they have contests to see who can shoot the farthest and the best group. And it's just a wonderful, fun sport. And you're learning something that could be very productive in securing your neighborhood or your nation if we're ever attacked one day. I mean, absolutely. That is why the anti-gunners and the White House and all these criminals in high office want to get them away from us. Okay, so let's see. I also have a phone number here, I think. Yes, I do. If you'd like to get a hold of 50 Caliber Institute, folks, call 405. Area code 390-4174. 405, area code 390-4174. Now, I shoot a 50 caliber rifle, my wife does, because some years ago, probably about 9 years ago, we went in with a couple guys and we all put up some money and bought a nice 50 caliber rifle. Ours happens to be a semi-automatic Barrett rifle, the ones they use in the Gulf War, the one that Colonel Bo Greitz trained the Mujahideen in to shoot down those Hind helicopters in the war against Russia in Afghanistan. It's a very fun rifle to shoot, but you don't need a semi-automatic. The semi-automatics cost as much as $7,500, $8,000. Now, we bought a used one, and three of us went in together about 8 years ago. And we've had a lot of fun with this rifle, and we've learned a lot about how to shoot long distances with a very powerful weapon. and it's a lot of fun. It's a family outing. People go out and they shoot these weapons, and even the children can shoot these weapons. And so it's a part of what we feel is a necessary weapon to have to protect your nation and to protect your community, and also have a lot of fun with the family at the same time. So we here at our two police and military associations believe that if a government doesn't trust the people with guns, that government is not trustworthy. All right, think about that. It's absolutely true. And thinking about that, we're going to go to our dear brother Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff's on the line. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Ah, yes, indeed. Now, this is a very interesting conversation, and I'd like to add some good insights to the conversation.
Yeah.
Very simple. I was debating a liberal friend of mine about this, and I said to him, if they ban guns, what are they going to ban next? Knives? And then I said, look, I'm a martial artist. I know how to use a pen. What are they going to do, ban pens?
They probably will, Jeff.
Using the Bourne Identity, the way you use the pen, well, guess what? Weapons are only limited to your imagination.
Yeah,
that's number one.
Hands. They may have to ban a man's hands and feet one day, too, people like you, Jeff.
Exactly. I mean, it's just that simple. And another fact is, I was talking to another friend of mine, and this is where the car is going. And this friend of mine, he's disenfranchised, a good guy, but the fact of the matter is, he was saying we should suspend the writ of habeas corpus for a couple months so the government can clean out the terrorists, the criminals, the gangbangers, the cockroaches.
Yeah, has he seen the list of terrorists the government has that you and I and he are on?
Well, he's not exposed to shortwave radio. He's just a regular person who just feels like he's been disenfranchised. He says politicians won't do any good. Everything what the government needs to do is just. And I'm saying to myself, you know, this is very scary. I know where he's coming from. I like to think that we still have enough of a republic left that we can achieve this through peaceful means.
I believe you're right, Jeff. We just proved that again yesterday in this vote.
Yes.
That the anti-gunners were, and the government was out in droves to try to stop us from passing this very important Lawful Commerce and Firearms Act, and we won.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. Well, listen, brother, thank you for calling in and giving us those important points there, Jeff. Thank you. All right, folks, we'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlamm program. And if you'd like to call in, I'm going to give out that number. I sure will. Just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The artificially sweetened times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Listen, this is important. I know you can handle the truth because you're listening to RBN. How would you like to get paid for telling the truth? Yeah, I'm talking about money in your pocket for exposing the criminals in our government. The tyranny in this country has gone on for too long. As my old friend Barney would say, it's time to nip it. Nip it in the bud. Grab a pen and write down the address to my website so that you can find out what this is all about. The address is www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. That's www.thelibertyclub.net/user/RBN. Do it right now before you forget about it and put a jingle in your pocket.
Okay, folks, we're back with the Officer Jack McGlam program, and I'm just one old loudmouth retired cop up here at our two police military associations. But I want to tell you, before we go to our next caller, that be of good cheer, folks. Every day, more police and soldiers are waking up to the fact that they are losing the freedoms in this nation that many of them fought for, and police are fighting for in the street wars across America right now. Soldiers are dying across the world believing they're fighting for freedoms, and they're losing them at home. So, praise the Lord, more police and soldiers are waking up all the time and joining the side of the American people to try to throw these international crime people out of our government, the leaders that are in our governments today. And so people are getting active, and it's not just those in the private sector. So I just want you to know that. And I want to give you the number here to call in if you'd like to call in on Republic Broadcasting Network and talk about any subject you'd like to tonight. And we have Sam on the line waiting. Hang on there, Sam, and I will be with you in just a second here. To call in tonight, folks, call in on 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Hallelujah. More police and soldiers are joining us all the time. It really does warm the heart of this old cop here. Let's go now to our dear brother, Sam, in Missouri. Sam, welcome to the program.
Well, good to talk to you, Jack, and I want to say hello and wish Angie well, and hope everything's going well with her as well. And
well, we're going tomorrow for her first treatment in her cancer, brother, so it's a good time for you to bring that up. Yes, we do. Thank you, Sam, and your bride for the prayers, and all the people out there for their prayers and concerns, because we're just going to pray her through this thing. That's what we're going to do. We believe the Lord's going to leave her around. But, of course, let thy will be done, Lord. Let thy will, not ours. So my dear wife, 22 years military veteran Sam, who has the Gulf War sickness and now cancer, has said this to me, that if the Lord was to call her home, hallelujah, because she's sure not afraid to be with the Lord. So that's the right attitude. But we believe she's going to be left here because we believe she's got a lot to do for our veterans. She already is involved with our veterans that have come home with the Gulf War sickness and disabilities. And she wants to spend a lot more time helping them get through the system. So thank you, Sam, for bringing that up. What did you have to say tonight, Sam?
Well, I wanted to let you know, because if this isn't in your neighborhood, it soon will be. This is part two of the deal we fought back in January regarding the metering of water wells.
Oh, yeah.
Well, apparently there's been a lawsuit filed, and the name of the environmentalist group escapes me right now because I have to have the gentleman on the phone that first alerted me to it. In fact, it's the gentleman that spoke at our meeting, and I know Joe had him on the station up there. He's a man by the name of Ray Cuneo that lives over here not too far from us.
I see.
And what it is that A lawsuit was filed against the state of Missouri, and you can bet if it was done here, it's going to be tried somewhere else if it's successful here.
Yeah.
And but the end result of this lawsuit is that these small towns that don't have the money to afford it are being forced to do massive upgrades to their lagoon and septic systems that they don't even really need, which could cost into the millions and billions of dollars, which, guess what? It achieves the ends because you bankrupt the towns, and, of course, if the towns are bankrupt, everybody's forced off the rural land.
That's right. That's what it's all about.
That's right. So, anyway, what we're going to be doing here in the state of Missouri, and I'll try to call back on your show when I get a firmed up date as to when we're going to do it. We are going to call a meeting here in Owensville, which is where we are. And the meeting, is, we're going to have a person from the DNR here. In fact, the DNR has had a turnover here. We've got some people in the DNR that actually want to hear from us.
I see.
And what they're saying is they've heard a whole lot of stink from the environmentalists, but so far they haven't heard a lot of comment from the cities and towns. And they want to hear from the cities and towns because the DNR here in the state of Missouri is actually concerned about the bankruptcy of the cities and towns around here. So it shows you the turnover that we've had since the man we call Bob Holdup left office here, which was a Democrat that was here.
I see. What's the DNR, Sam?
DNR is the Department of Natural Resources. Every state has one.
Right. That's
and
true.
Some are more receptive to the citizenry in the towns than others.
Uh-huh.
And my information that I've been able to glean from Ray, who's the guy who I'm working with here on it, is that, and he's been up to Jefferson City, Missouri, a lot to cover this, and he said the DNR is trying to be a lot more responsive since the turnover has happened with administrations here in the state of Missouri, and they need to hear from every Missouri citizen and every Missouri city and town, because it's the small towns of like 2,500 or less, or maybe even 3,000 or something like that. If they have to pay like $3 million to $1 billion or whatever it's going to cost to upgrade their systems, it's going to bankrupt them. And the point of the matter is that like the town we've lived in, we've gotten by, the citizenry has gotten by here with the lagoon system that they have for years with no problem.
That's right, and they aren't any problem. But the environmentalists want to make them a problem.
That's right. And so if they can bankrupt the cities and towns, then they've run the towns out, and then, of course, the people can't pay the taxes, and guess what? They'll move somewhere else, and most likely it'll be wherever they force them to move.
Indeed. Indeed. Very good information, Sam. Please do keep us up on it here, because we know we're being attacked here on our water situation, so it's coming our way. What's happening to you down there?
Oh, absolutely, and I will. I should probably have some information within the next 24 to 48 hours on what we're going to be doing here.
Yes.
And as soon as I know, I will be calling you to let you know, because whatever we can do here, you guys can pull off up there.
That's right.
But the one thing I want to tell you that you can do right off the bat, if you have an issue you want to bring before a large sector of your area there, do you have anybody there, Jack, in your area that's good at producing flyers?
We probably do. We've produced a lot of flyers here over about an 8-year time through our Watchmen on the Wall Association, so I'm sure we do.
Yeah. All right, because what you want to do is get these things produced when you have something you need to bring toward the people and drop them in every business, say like in Kamei and surrounding areas.
Okay.
And
good.
They'd be right out on the counter, have them put right out on the counter where people can pick them up when they go into the businesses.
We can do that, yeah.
Well, that worked for our Concerned Citizens meeting last month. Our only second Concerned Citizens meeting yielded 75 people, which is relatively unheard of in my experience in dealing with Concerned Citizens groups. So
very good. Yeah, that sounds good, Sam.
So I just want to urge all of you there around Kamei and anywhere in the country where this broadcast is being heard, you can make a difference, and you can work your way around the fickle mainstream press and get the job done, but you just have to get busy, and you got to have enough people that are dedicated, one who will make the flyers and get them distributed, and if you can get several of you making flyers, you can get them distributed that much faster.
That's right, and, you know, I learned when I ran for sheriff in the sixth largest county in the United States, in Phoenix, Maricopa County, that people power, Sam, what we called down there when I ran for sheriff against seven other Republicans, I came in second, and just one guy beat me out, so I didn't win. But we were amazed that what we called automobile foot power is and people power is can overcome a lot of money that other candidates put in. We didn't have any money, but we had a lot of foot power, people power, that put out flyers and just talked it up to people and got me into meetings to talk to. And so we almost won that thing in the sixth largest county in the United States, and nobody expected us to do that well, Sam. So this just showed us at that time, and I've always been a believer then, that we can overcome money if people just get involved.
That's right. They just we gotta make a commitment to get up off our behinds and make this happen. And I am greatly encouraged by the stuff that just Trish and I and one other person. In fact, our last Concerned Citizens meeting, our group here that we've started, was conceived over a cup of coffee at a local diner.
Yes.
So get out and meet people. Don't hide under rocks, folks.
That's it, brother. Don't put your light under a bushel there, man.
That's right.
Well, Sam, thank you. You and Trish are an inspiration to me and all the guys and gals here. So we love you and appreciate all you're doing for our kids and posterity here in this part of the country, because every single thing we do, Sam, works together for good for those that love the Lord. So thank you.
You got it. Absolutely. I'll let you move on.
Okay, brother. Take care now.
You betcha. Right. Bye-bye.
Yes, folks. Activism is where it's at. I know that your ministers try to get you to sit down and shut up. Stay in the pews. Keep your head down. We're leaving here next week. I've heard it all a thousand times because I grew up in those churches. But we've got to get out and do what God told us to do. He said, occupy. And he didn't mean the pew with your derriere Sunday morning, Monday night. Prayer meeting, Wednesday night visitation, on and on and on. No, God told you to get out and go where the people need you to learn and to pass on his law, the word of God, but also truth. And so it's beginning to happen, folks. Sam and Trish and their people are a good example. Our people up here at our 11 Christian constitutional communities up here in Kemah, Idaho, Idaho County, Idaho, I mean, all across the nation, people are getting up and attacking the enemy of God and liberty. And I keep telling you that one of the best tactics, the most successful tactics in the military is the death of a thousand cuts. Death of a thousand cuts. That's, you know, if you went into a room and there was one mosquito in the room, he would absolutely upset your day. But if you went into a room and couldn't get out and there was a thousand mosquitoes in there, you probably wouldn't get out alive. Why? Because they all, that little old prick with that little needle, the death of a thousand cuts would drain you of your fluid. You know? And so it's a military tactic. If you don't have the big guns and if you don't have the big army, a thousand people writing letters, making phone calls, emailing, handing out flyers, attending meetings can turn the nation on its ear. As people around this nation get out of their churches, get out of their prayer closets, and take an active stand, sure, it's uncomfortable at times, but this is what we do if we're going to succeed and also at the same time obey God. Let's go to Cheney, Vice President Cheney here. We just got a flyer or a report in from a dear friend who sends us reports all the time, well-documented reports. This is a report put out by Greg Szymanski in July 28, just a few days back, about Cheney ordering a nuclear attack against Iran. We talked about this before. I want to share a little more of this with you here now. Greg Szymanski says political activists and observers have sent out a worldwide red alert in response to what they called Cheney's Hitler-like state of mind, July 28. A number of political observers and activists today sounded the red alert that reports surfaces this week. Vice President Dick Cheney directly ordered the Strategic Command, STRATCOM, to make contingency plans for a nuclear strike against Iran in the aftermath of another 9/11 type attack on America. Cheney's orders first surfaced in an article with Philip Giraldi in the August 1st, 2005 issue of the American Conservative. Giraldi was unavailable comment, but an excerpt of the article went on to say this, and I quote, Vice President Dick Cheney's office has specifically told the Pentagon that the military should prepare for an attack on Iran in the immediate aftermath of another 9/11 here in the USA. It's not conditional on Iran actually being involved in the act of terrorism directly against the United States, said Garibaldi's article. Isn't that interesting, folks? In other words, we know the Oklahoma City bombing was an inside job that the government was a part of. We know that the first Twin Tower bombing, we have the documents to prove and the tapes of FBI handlers telling their informant in the group that was going to plant the bomb that they were going to stop the bombing. They knew down to the minute when it was going to happen. They didn't do it. They let it happen on purpose. We now have all the evidence we need to prove in any court of law that our government was complicit in the 9/11 attacks. So what we're saying here, folks, in this article, that Dick Cheney says it doesn't matter if Iran was actually involved in the next terrorist attack against America. We're going to nuke them anyway. The statement was distributed widely over the Internet as a number of political observers have issued worldwide warning statements declaring Cheney's order to be interpreted as sounding the bell for World War III. In response to Cheney's order, outspoken political activists and former candidates for U.S. President, former candidate for U.S. President Lyndon LaRouche, Wednesday issued a worldwide internet warning covering the time period of August 2005, saying this, and I will give you his quote. He says, Vice President Dick Cheney, with the full collusion of the circles of the British Prime Minister Tony Blair, to unleash the recently exposed plans to stage a preemptive tactical nuclear strike against Iran. The danger of such a mad Hitler-in-the-bunker action from the Cheney circles would be even further heightened with the United States Congress to stick with its present schedule, he flipped the paper over here, and go into recess July 30th through September 4th, with Congress out of Washington and Cheney-led White House. The Cheney-led White House would almost certainly unleash the Guns of August attack on Iran. In the warning distributed widely throughout the world on July 27th, Lyndon LaRouche based his alarming assessment on a series of factors reported to him over the recent days, beginning with a qualified report from the former U.S. intelligence official published in the American Conservative magazine. The report claims that Cheney already ordered the Strategic Command to prepare contingency plans for a conventional and tactical nuclear strike against hundreds of targets in Iran in the event of a new 9/11-style attack on the United States. And as reported several months ago, LaRouche said that the Bush administration, under Con Plan 8022, had already placed the Revlon mini-nukes under the control of the theater military commanders as part of the new global strike doctrine, a doctrine originally conceived by Dick Cheney as Secretary of Defense under George H.W. Bush in the early 1900s. The recent bombings in London have provided Tony Blair with his own Reichstag fire incident, and the full resources of British liberal imperial faction can now be expected to weigh in behind the British or the brutish Cheney circles in Washington, added Lyndon LaRouche. I'll tell you, folks, we've got some very crazy terrorist, internationalist, crime lords running our country today. We'll come back and talk about this. If you'd like to call in and have an input, don't forget you can call in tonight. The phone lines are open. Just give us a call. We'll be right back after the break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Evidence we need here at our two police and military associations to convict the international crime lords running this government with complicity in the 9/11 bombings. No problem whatsoever. And I'm talking about a preponderance of evidence to prove this case. So when I read you about these international crime lords and their goals to set up World War III, because remember, folks, their goal is World War III. Their goal is to have blood running in the streets across the world so deep that the people of those nations will cry out for peace under any condition. And, of course, these international crime lords that control the United Nations has everything ready for a totalitarian world dictatorship called, in the Bible, the Antichrist world government system. Ready for us. As soon as we all cry peace, peace, there will be no peace, of course, under the Antichrist world government system. But that's the goal. So they want to have the Arabs and the Muslims of the world rebel against this threat and this demonic killing and carnage going on in the Muslim countries today, so that they will cause World War III. They will retaliate out of self-protection and self-survival. That's what's going on here. To end this article, it says here, LaRouche says, he says, the most compelling evidence of this Guns for August plan of Cheney, in discussions I've had with colleagues in the pattern of eyewitness reports of Dick Cheney's state of mind, Cheney is living out an American version of Hitler in the bunker, lashing out at Republican senators who dare to resist his mad tirades, accusing anyone who falls or fails to follow his orders, including senior members of the United States Senate, as being traitors and worse. Of course, we've seen Baby Bush do this all the time. He likes to flick out that middle finger. He did so the other day again. That's some cameraman using that middle finger to send a message to people. He's a child, but he has the power to start World War III in his hands, and so does Dick Cheney. And so it's a time of great prayer, folks. We need to pray that God will grant us a victory, but we need to open the Holy Scriptures and find out what the answer is, and it's very simple. Very simple. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. There is the answer. It is that simple, folks. 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the answer of how to stop all of this. Because it is because Christians have withdrawn into their prayer closets and into their churches awaiting the rapture and are not willing to do what God told us to do, and that's occupy the institutions until his return. God is bringing this down upon us, God himself. If you'd read the Holy Scriptures, you'd know that God always used the evil warlords and the evil kings and pharaohs to bring persecution on his people when we threw God out. We've thrown God out of this nation. We're allowing it to happen every single day as we sit in our churches and wait to get to heaven out of here. 2 Chronicles 7:14. Please bring it out tonight, and you'll know how we're going to win this thing in the end if God's people will get together and say no to these international crime lords. Folks, that's it for tonight. God bless all of you out there. Don't forget, I'll be back with you tomorrow night. And don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I do. Good night.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.